my 19-year-old daughter is home from college. She has her first real summer job. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me as if I had three heads when I told her that she could not wear jeans and flip-flops the first day.
Oh, no.
And she said, but my boss said that it's casual. It was really intense. She clearly felt sort of almost violated by the fact that she had to dress a certain way for her job. And it took 45 minutes of looking through my closet. Plus stories of friends of hers who had been sent home to change. Mm. And I think what we're really dealing with here is it's a classic coming of age situation between parents and kids that we're teaching our kids how to get ready to enter the adult world. But what makes this different now is that our culture has become so incredibly casual in the way that we dress and present ourselves.
Yeah.
And also that kids today, especially girls, have their appearance amplified on social media in ways that's very difficult for us parents to grasp.
And obviously here in the D.C. area, a little more traditional than perhaps other work environments, but it is different everywhere you go. And so what kind of research do you get into? For example, what about, you know, tattoos and piercings and that sort of thing?
Well, this is good advice for your kids. They've got to ask the employer what their policy is about tattoos, skirt lengths, footwear, piercings, colored hair. They've got to ask that long before they show up for work. So that's one thing. You can get information from the employer. And your kid should make that call, not you.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to your children the concept of dressing for the job that you want, not necessarily the internship they have this summer. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of classic cliches that, trust me, I used heavily the other night, which is clothes make the man or woman. It's really true to explain that. And also that you never get a second chance to make a first impression, and that it's really important how clothes make you look and how your appearance, the messages it sends to people. And kids are used to this, but they're just used to sending a very different message.
Well, that's part of what this is all about, because I wonder if it speaks to sort of a larger issue that your child might have about his or her identity, because we spend so much time convincing them, be who you are and, you know, be your authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
So does changing their look run contrary to that message that we're giving
that's
them?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And that they have to understand this is just a reality of life, and that there are other things too, you know, punctuality, being polite, writing a thank you note, shaking hands. This is all stuff that we can pass on to our kids.
Yeah.
And it's very valuable. It's easy for us at this stage, but it's really new and very important for our kids.
And, you know, it's okay to stand out as the new person if you're a little overdressed. That means people will come up to you and introduce themselves.
Right.
They'll
exactly.
know you're new, you know?
Exactly right. That's very true.
Any other tips that you have for parents to get kids ready for a first job interview or first day on the job?
I think you have to be really patient, because this caught me really by surprise. Because I've been at this game for so long, as most of us have. One thing that was really great that my daughter actually said afterwards, she said, it was really important that I researched the company beforehand, and particularly the pronunciation of the names and some key terms and key employee titles that she just was unfamiliar with, because it's a little bit of a foreign language to kids.
Yeah.
So be patient. Remember, your kids are coming at this from a different perspective, and that we very much want our kids to succeed so that they will get and keep jobs and be independent.